I leave the world, and I go to the Father. Ask, and you shall receive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A number of years ago, we had a popular series in the bulletin called the Sunday Seven, starting with the sevens, the sacraments, the sorrows of Our Lady, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and then going on to such lists as seven ways to become a saint, seven ways to lose your Catholic faith. This Sunday, though, there's another number. I was never much good with numbers, but at times, every Catholic must do the math. St. Augustine is very big on numbers. Today's winning number, not for the lottery, but for life, eternal life, is five. Father Saavedra pointed this out to me last week. Today is 5-5, the fifth day of the fifth month and the fifth Sunday after Easter with the commemoration of St. Pius V. And finally, our Mexican friends are celebrating today the Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. In the world of nature and of grace, the number five plays a prominent part. Some say the Greeks taught there were five elements in the world: earth, air, water, fire, and ether. And in any case, each one of us, born with five fingers on each hand, five toes on the feet. In sacred scripture, the first five books of the Bible were written by Moses, and they are called the Pentateuch. In the Holy Gospel, our blessed Savior fed 5,000 with five barley loaves. And the Gospel that so often comes up during the week for the feast days of virgins tells us of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. In the fifth chapter, we have this during Lent, in the fifth chapter of St. John's Gospel, there is the healing at the pool of Bethesda, the sheep washing pool. Now this pool, St. John said, had five porches. The fathers of the church say, these stand for the five wounds of our Lord, through which we enter into him, into his heart, into the ocean of his mercy. St. Bernard, citing St. Augustine, says, because I have sinned, I will say thy wounds are my merits. How to add them up, all of these fives, this fifth Sunday after Easter? Well, St. Pius V points us in the right direction towards the wounds of our Lord. I think that he tells us, both by his life and then by his devotion, what we need to be doing. He's the Pope of the Rosary. That's how Lepanto won the victory against the Mohammedan invasion of Europe. The Rosary for us, what is it, if not the five decades every day? He is as well, in his own devotional life, a model for us. Every day, when work was done, he would come back to his Spartan room in the papal palace. Real popes live in palaces, not guest houses. And he would kneel down at the kneeler by his bed, and he would kiss the wounds in our Lord's feet. One day, he tried to, and he couldn't. The crucifix moved humbly. He examined his conscience, distraught. He thought he must have offended our Lord by some terrible sin. But finally, he learned of an assassination plot. His enemies had painted poison over the feet of the crucifix. He it is, St. Pius V, who points us to the ultimate five. But first, let's make a stop in Mexican history. It's a curious holiday they keep today. They only celebrate it outside of their own country, the Mexicans do, especially in the United States. And of course, for most people, the Cinco de Mayo is mariachi music and margaritas. But there's more. This is one of those Mason versus Mason conflicts in history, a bit like its contemporary war, the Civil War, in our country. The French Emperor, Napoleon III, wanted to establish a puppet government in Mexico with a certain Emperor Maximilian. They were Freemasons, but of the Catholic variety, if you can figure that out. And they fought against the Mexican government of Benito Juarez. He was a Mason who fiercely hated the Catholic faith. They say the Mexicans didn't stand a fighting chance, but they won the Battle of Puebla in one of those David versus Goliath moments of history. Now, in the original story, David, the shepherd king, figure of Christ, goes down to the brook before doing battle with the giant to select his weapons. They are five smooth stones. They stand, St. Augustine again, for the five holy wounds of our Lord, whereby the true Goliath, Satan, is defeated. This is the sum of today's five fives, I think. His holy wounds, which we first saw five Sundays ago at Easter. Today, our Lord prepares to take them home with him to heaven. When? Why, it will be Feria Quinta, in the Latin, the fifth feast day of the week. That's how we refer to Thursdays in the church's language. And this Thursday is special. It is Ascension Thursday, when all of us who want to go to heaven with our Lord one day, that day, go back to church to hear Mass and to keep him company as he ascends into heaven. As the choir chanted just now at the Alleluia verse, I came forth from the Father and came into the world. Again, I leave the world. Vado ad Patrem, and I go to the Father. How does he go? He travels light, this Lord of ours. Clothed with light, he carries back but one souvenir of his 33 years on earth. Proudly taking home to paradise his trophies, his five wounds, to show his Father, to show all mankind, and what kindness to share them with us. He shows his five holy wounds first at Easter before he leaves to the apostles, and then just to Thomas, the proof of Christ's resurrection. Here, come here. Take your finger. Put it here. Take your hand. Slide it into my side. Thomas, be not faithless. Believe. And then to his Father in the eternal, unchanging moment of heaven, where he is ever living, St. John says, to make intercession for us, where our Lord is praying for us. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus, the just. He is the propitiation for our sins. There in heaven, his wounds plead for mercy more than our sins clamor for justice. And then to us, he shows his wounds to us to remind us of his love, to remind us of what it cost him. You are bought at a great price. But to remind us, too, that it was our sins that brought all of this upon him, his wounds, and that we should not forget them, that we should honor them in our prayer and devotion. In the future, at the last day, he will show his five wounds to all of the wicked who despised them by leading a bad life. And finally, as judge, to the Jews who refused them and him. With these, says the prophet in the Old Testament, was I wounded in the house of them that I loved. But our Lord not only shows us his wounds, he shares them with us. For great saints, about 400 in number, have received the wounds of Christ with the pain and with the glory of them, the stigmata, all the way from St. Paul to Padre Pio in modern times. Some receive them visibly and some invisibly. He shares his wounds not only with saints, he's all about sinners. He shares them with us as a refuge in temptation. And when we sin, his wounds are a memory of mercy. And in suffering, our sorrows are softened. Bring them quickly, he says, into my wounds, he invites. And thus, as for Thomas, we're strengthened, confirmed in our faith. Our Lord would have us honor, gratefully remember his wounds. Our own patroness, St. Gertrude the Great, had the invisible stigmata, and every day honored those wounds. I give you two of her prayers and some powerful promises in today's bulletin. But my favorite prayers, St. Teresa-like, are very simple, and they're very short. It was just 5 years after the Battle of Puebla in 1867, back in France, that our Lord appeared to a visitation sister, very humble lay sister who did the housework, Sister Mary Martha Chambon. He wanted to revive the devotion to his wounds in order to revive us and to reveal his love. He made dozens of promises. I've printed just five of them in the bulletin for you. And then he taught her two prayers to say as a kind of a rosary or a chaplet of his wounds. And then it seems that our Lord told her all about the wounds in his head and how much he suffered with the crown of thorns, so much so that the crown of thorns are considered to be one of the five wounds. How should you honor the wounds of Christ, this highly indulgent and blessed devotion? Well, what could be easier? Every day, make a tour of the crucifix. We don't use our crucifixes enough. Oh, you might have one in your house, hanging on the wall, but you need to have one you can get down and hold in your hand and touch and look at as you pray and love, like Pius V, and kiss it sometimes. Make the tour. Start with the right hand. Say the two prayers. Eternal Father, I offer thee the wounds of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to heal the wounds of our souls. And my Jesus, pardon in mercy to the merits of thy holy wounds. And then the same thing for our Lord's head, the crown of thorns, for his left hand, for his feet, nailed together to one great wound, and then the wound in his side, which shows us his heart. Offer them to the Father, these wounds the Son received for you, and which he gives you, ask, and you shall receive, as your treasure, so that you may ask anything, and he will give it you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.